Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are joined now with Kevin Adams joining us here, general manager of the Buffalo Sabres. And good morning, Kevin.
Morning, guys. How are we doing?
You're doing fine. We're more worried about how you're doing and what were you thinking when the number one card turned over. I will be honest with you and say this. I did not mind the smirk, but I thought I'd get a little more of an excited reaction from you.
Well, I was excited, but so let's talk about that. What, you know, the instinct all of a sudden when he
gloating
got it,
would have been key. I hit gloating. The table. You should have been like, suck it, Francis.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, so that's a tough one, right? Like, as we're getting down to the wire there, Ronnie Francis is on the split screen and I'm staring at him and I'm like, oh, come on, come on, come on. The heart's racing. And Terry Pegula texted me a couple minutes before, starts smiling. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, you're intense. And then you just a quick reaction, but it was exciting. It's one of those weird things. It's like, you guys know when you have zero control over something, you're like even more stressed out about it. You know, it's like, I guess it's like coaching. You just kind of, you start grabbing your sleeves tight and hope for the best.
It almost looked like you were holding your breath for like 30 seconds. And then at the end, the card comes over and you went,
whew. Well, you know what, Rims, it's funny about that is so obviously like the way the lottery works is the teams are slotted and you know, if the team doesn't go where they're supposed to go, then something just kind of happened. And, you know, so everyone that came up and you see them, you're like, okay, okay. Yeah. Okay, so you're right. Maybe it was. I turning like bright red and holding my breath, and you know. So then they go to commercial break, and you know you're doing that.
That was brutal. That was brutal, and they really had no business doing that. It was genius to do that. But
yeah, smart people.
Yeah. So I don't. I mean, if you want to announce who you're going to take, you can. But I guess my question is more about. My first question would be, do you have an idea of who you want to take, knowing that you have the pick of the litter?
Yeah, well, I think that was the key part is, you know, why we were so excited to fall into the number one spot is, you know, you want to be able to control your own destiny, so to speak. You want to be the one that can make the decision. And then everybody's reacting off of you. You know, last year, sitting at eight, you know, we really did a lot of work and you're projecting, okay, if this team takes this, it could change the board this way. And, you know, that's a fun process, but it's a tough process going through your speculating. So here we know, okay, we sit in this spot, you know, we hold the cards and make that call and then it'll go from there. So it's critical. We have our meetings coming up here very soon where we're going to go through all the amateur and get our board together and, you know, finalize our list. And, you know, I think what's interesting about this draft, and I don't know how closely you guys have looked at it or watched these players, but a lot of years, you know, there may be two, three guys or maybe less, maybe more the odd year that are in a conversation for the number one spot. I think a lot of people would say this year there's more than that, you know, so it's going to be a fun process to really dig into all these guys. Have the conversations about what they bring to the table. And as you guys know, it's different when you're drafting an 18-year-old, you know, you're not just looking for who can play the quickest or who, you know, who looks the best the next year. You're trying to really figure out who's going to be the best at, you know, once they reach their full maturity at 22, 23, 24 years old. And that's a challenge. But that's the fun part. I really enjoy the amateur part. I love I love talking about it. I love debating. I love challenging the scouts. And, you know, I our scouts have been working hard at this for a year now. So it's coming fast, though. It's exciting.
Kevin, where have your scouts been the last little bit here? Because there was the U18 in just outside of Dallas, Texas. Now there's the World Championship. Do you have people at the Worlds right now in Latvia? Did you have people in Texas? Like, where have the scouts been the last month and a half?
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for making the bed this morning, Marty. You looking good.
You know what? I told my daughter, so I saw you yesterday in the building, but I had to drive to New Hampshire. They're riding their horses all weekend. But I said, when you get up this morning, you make the beds because I'm going to be on TV. And I'm sure somebody's going to talk about it. So yeah, it looks nice, right? It
looks sharp. Well done. Yeah. So good luck to them this weekend. Yeah, we had a lot of coverage at the U18s in Texas. You know, I was there myself for almost a week. Jason Carmanos was there for the entire tournament. A number of our scouts were there. So we definitely had coverage there. It's been a challenge, I guess, is the easiest way to put it, in terms of live viewings based on quarantine rules and, you know, international travel. It's tough, but we have been on top of the video. And every team's in the same boat. You know, I mean, every team's trying to figure out some of these guys that maybe would have played in the Ontario Hockey League, and then they're playing in a second division in Europe. And you're saying, okay, you know, what would that look like if they were back in the OHL, or if they were, you know, playing guys, you know, the same age? And, you know, you're trying to figure all that out. But we have a lot of games under our belts in terms of viewings. I feel like we've done the work, and now it's the fun part of kind of, you know, finalizing the board.
Instigators Kevin Adams joining us here, and we're just recapping the draft lottery and what the future might look like. Riv, you look like you were taking a breath to ask a question.
Yeah, I was just taking all the air in to ask the question. No, I you know, typically when you ask the question to general manager, you ask, you know, is there a certain position that you're looking at? And usually the answer comes out that no, we are going to look at taking the best player available. Do you feel that that is the case? You did speak about when you look at this draft class, you could probably say that there's anywhere from 1 to 7 players that are all in around that mix that could be a number one draft pick overall. Is there a certain position that you're looking at, since the draft this year is kind of defenseman heavy at the top of the list?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's interesting. It's a good question. I think you have to be mindful of that. But, you know, here's the one thing we can't hide from. We have to get better in every area of organization. We have to be, you know, across the board for D goalie. And so I think when it comes to this particular, I mean, any draft, but this particular draft at the top, you certainly want to focus on, okay, who is the best player going to be when it's all said and done? If we come to that conclusion, that it's a certain position, even if we had more of something, then we're going to make that call, you know? So I just think you have to be really careful, thinking too narrow and say, hey, we really could use this, so let's call that person's name. You know, have to project it out.
Well, the draft is defenseman heavy. If you look at, depending on the projections, right? Like we looked at one yesterday where there's 4 defensemen off the start. Well, the Sabres, not necessarily you, but the Sabres have drafted Dahlin. They have Ryan Johnson. They have Samuelson, who was a, you know, 32nd pick, and one other that's scratching my head right now. I can't, but you have drafted a lot of defensemen, 3 in the first round, I think, over the course of a few years. Is that something you think about too? And does considering possibly trading out of the pick, Kevin, ever pop into your mind, knowing with all the scenarios that you have?
Yeah. I mean, I think you have to be open to everything. It's something that I'm sure my phone's going to ring. It hasn't yet from other teams about that particular pick, but I would expect it to. And, you know, I've said this about our roster, and I'll say it about draft pick. We have to be open to everything and anything that we think is going to help us. So for sure. But when I look at terms of, you know, the players you named, you know, I think you can only hope you're in a spot as an organization where you have a problem that you have too much depth and too many good players. You know, I think that's a great problem to have. You know, the reality is when I looked at our team and our organization over the past few months, you know, we did not have enough depth across the board. Our pipeline's not deep enough. And that's why, you know, we pivoted during the season and tried to accumulate assets and draft picks to start to build that back up. You know, that's just where we're at. So we need to get better in every area, both on our NHL roster, our American League roster, and our prospects.
Kevin Adams joining us here. We only have, you know, a couple more minutes. How busy are you going to be here, Kev, when we get off the phone? I mean, between now and training camp, is there a priority list, or is it just kind of all coming at you at once?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's unbelievably busy, if that's the right word, in terms of the to-do list, but exciting. And I look at it as opportunity. You know, I just stepped out of a pro scouting meeting that's going on, and we're going through teams and depth charts, and it's great. And then the next hour I may be on a call with a general manager talking about potential trade scenarios and what things look like. So it is fast. Things are happening. But at the same point, I think you get up every day and you look at, okay, how do you prioritize? How do you empower the people around you to do what they need to do? There's so much going on right now. But I look at it as opportunity. I look at it as fun. And I look at it as if you're organized and you're decisive in how you go about the process of making decisions, you're ultimately going to get to the right spot. You know, we have the coaching piece that's going on as well. I mean, there's just a lot of things happening, but I don't feel overwhelmed. I feel excited. I feel like this is a great opportunity for our franchise to get pointed in the right direction. I say this, and I know you guys have heard me say it. I'm going to keep saying it because you guys all played here. You know exactly what I mean by this. We have to connect to our fan base. We have to put a team on the ice that our fans come into the building and actually get excited to watch. And you guys know what that means. I mean, it doesn't work if there's not a connectivity, especially in this town. And I just feel strongly about that. We need players that that love to play here, that love to, you know. Well,
fans can sense that, Kevin.
No, it's real.
You can't fake the cheat these fans. They're not you, just in general, like players. Like your quote there, we are going to get this right with the people who want to be here. Fans know and can tell which players actually want to be here.
Absolutely. And that should be the way it is. There should be held accountable. You guys know, I mean, you are all effort guys. The one thing you can control every single day is the work you put in, the effort you put in, representing the organization in a classy character type of way. And, you know, I don't think I've talked to you guys specifically since the end of the year, but I really was energized and excited by the meetings with our young core. I'll call them. I mean, the leadership and those meetings that Darlene and Mittelstadt and Cousins and others showed me was exciting. You know, these guys they enjoy each other. They're pushing to get this right. They're holding each other accountable. They're talking about what they need to do in the summer, getting guys together to train together. And, you know, that's the type of thing that starts to build. And so we have pieces, and now it's up to us to just make sure we surround them.
Did a lot of young guys stay in Buffalo after the season? Because I know because of quarantine laws and all the international travel, some were going to maybe stay a little longer here. Are they in the gym? Are they working out? What's the plan for some of those?
Yeah, there have been guys. And that's an interesting question, Marty, because there's certain guys that maybe would have gone home, you know, that are live in Ontario, like Bryson and Quinn, that are like, there's nothing they can do really at home, you know, so they're here.
They're in lockdown.
Yeah, they're in lockdown. So, you know, they have been in town. They have been, you know, Quinn rehabbing, UPL rehabbing. They are going to get home for a little bit here. But I do expect guys to come back a little bit earlier this summer. Hopefully we're past, you know, the quarantine part of it where guys, you know, you have to get back and then you're locked into your house for days at a time. But people realize what a big off season this is for themselves, for the organization. And, you know, it's about the work. You can hire all the trainers, you can do all the great stuff that's out there, but you can never fake the work. And if you put the work in, you know, ultimately you'll have success. And that's the challenge that we put to the young guys, especially.
Kevin Adams joining us here. I know you're tight for time. We are on a tight schedule. Do you have time for one more?
Sure.
Question. Yep. Just, you know, one thing is Darlene's contract extension. Do you expect this to be complicated, or is it should be pretty straightforward?
Yeah. I mean, I think we've had initial discussions right after the season with his representatives, and you know, Rasmus is, first of all, a great kid. He's a mature kid who wants to get better. He truly wants to be the best. And I think there's a mentality around that that I don't know, you guys played with a lot of great players too. When you have that and you have the talent, you know, good things can happen. So we've made it clear that, you know, we'll get together with them soon. You know, the thing with the contracts themselves, you know, there's a lot of comparables, and that's how these things work. And so we'll get to work on that. We have a lot of things to accomplish this summer. But at the same point, you know, then there's a little bit of time that you get into that August where maybe the season's pushed back a little bit, everybody can catch their breath. And then we go again. So I always like coming on with you guys because I feel like we're just we're hanging out and having a coffee talking. So, you know, as the sun
no coffee, back, we're just can't ask
you. We just can't ask you everything the way we used to, Kev. You know, like when it was just Junior Sabres stuff, it was like, you know, carte blanche. Now it's like, you know.
Well, you can ask me. I just.
Well, won't no. Talk, what, well, you know? That's the thing. It's like it doesn't matter if it's you or any general manager in any sport. You know, when you ask a question, what they're going to answer, what they want to answer, and why they're not going to. So it's, you know.
Well, you said something interesting. Do you think the season will get pushed back more than what we thought it was going to be, or are we still talking about mid October start to the season?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the timeline. I don't know if there's anything official. I think, you know, with obviously the playoffs, the Stanley Cup pushed back a little bit, the drafts pushed back, free agency's pushed back, but I think we're getting closer to hopefully getting back on our kind of normal rhythm. I know that people in the hockey world, it's like you get on that normal calendar and it feels a little off still. But yeah. I think we're heading in the right direction.
Hopefully Kevin, thanks. Get the fans in the stands again too.
I know. I know.
Watching the playoffs this year, you see the excitement and the energy in the building when those fans are there. They mean
nothing everything. Better. Nothing yeah. better. And then you watch a game in Canada, and it's the buildings are empty. It's such a difference. So, yeah. Well, you guys have a great summer, and hopefully, I'll see you guys at some point here in person.
We'll let you go, Kevin. We're gonna let Kevin go here, instigators. No, thanks for your time, Kevin. Appreciate it. Kevin Adams, kind enough to join us here. We'll be back, and we'll recap everything. And, it's going to be a very busy offseason for the Buffalo Sabres, and it starts with possibly Owen Power in the number one pick. We'll be right back. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.